Oma!
What? Oh, it's you! You didn't fuck up! The fucking stage manager fucked up the fucking sound cue!
Yeah, sorry.
Still, that was awesome. I mean, the audience thought that was planned. Where the fuck is Einstein?
That was great. I mean, you were... Are you okay? Did you...
No broken bones. Smoke?
No, thanks. You really... You did it. You were floating or...
I'm gonna grab my stick, Howley. Wanna come? I got an extra.
Surfing? Now? You up to it? It's... I mean, it's midnight.
Moon still full. You really acrophobic? Yo, wanna ride some waves with me or not?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to. Will I fall?
Only if you believe in Newton, Howley.
It's Joseph, or... Gick's fine.
See my ass?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, moon's bright and...
Well, follow it then. Let's go.
So, Newton.
Yo! Where the fuck is Einstein?
The speed of light squared is equal to energy divided by matter.
Surf, surf!
They would never.
Police in Portland, Oregon, tipped off to a murder in Matamoros, California, by a
detective. How do we know what we know? Most of us hardly ever practice such a smile.
We know what we
know. How do we know?
Devin. Devin, how do we know what we know?
Amy. Yeah, it's 5 in the morning. Why are you starting the day with a question?
That's a good question. Why am I doing that? I mean, why do we do anything?
Go back to sleep.
I mean, how did I learn what I learned?
The way anybody learns.
No, I mean, how did I learn, for example, how to take care of my body? That certain foods are not good for me. Is it feed a fever, starve a cold, or the other way around?
You'll figure it out.
And if I don't?
You're an educated woman. You'll figure it out.
But what about people who can't figure it out?
They'll figure it out. Go back to sleep.
But what if they don't?
They'll get where they need to go when they need to go there.
Will they? I mean, what if they don't get there? What if people like me are supposed to help them?
If you get on your Mother Teresa pedestal again, I will divorce you.
You can't. We're not married. And that's another thing.
We're not going there.
I wasn't going there.
Then where were you going?
What if you're not the person I'm supposed to be with?
Amy, you just woke up out of a deep sleep.
It wasn't deep. I tossed and I turned. You just woke up out of a deep sleep.
It's the stress at work, isn't it? Just go back to sleep.
Devin, you stop going down that road when we talk or I'm going to divorce you.
I already told you.
What I'm trying to say is, what if you're not the person I'm supposed to be with?
Well, it's kind of too late.
It's never too late.
It's that time of the month again, isn't it?
That's what I mean. What am I doing with a man who speaks to me that way?
I just meant...
I know what you meant. You meant that you don't want to talk about this anymore.
I'll talk about it, just not at 5 in the morning.
It's not like I ask a lot from you.
Surprisingly, you don't, but it's 5 in the morning.
What if this isn't my life? What if I'm supposed to be somewhere else, with someone else?
Who?
What if I didn't make the right choice when I chose you?
What do you mean?
What if I've outgrown you?
What are you talking about?
What if my destiny lies elsewhere?
What if you stop talking and let me get some sleep?
That's just like you, Devin.
I'm tired, Amy. We were up late last night.
And that's another thing. Who are those people?
They're your friends.
But we don't have anything in common anymore.
Fine. Now let's go back to sleep.
But what if you're not the one?
But you told me I was the one.
But what if now you're not?
How can you know that?
That's just my point. How do we know anything?
How do you know I'm not the one?
You don't make me laugh. The man I'm writing to makes me laugh.
What man? Who are you writing to?
You don't know him.
Where did you meet him?
When I was looking for a job.
How's that going, now that I'm awake?
See, that's what I mean. You know only part of my life. The important part, like what sustains me, what gives me pleasure.
Don't I give you pleasure?
Job satisfaction. I don't have a job that I like.
You still didn't tell me who you're writing to.
When I was job searching, I came across a term I didn't know.
So you Google it. That's how you found this man? By Googling?
Can find just about anything by Googling.
How long have you been writing to him?
Couple of months.
What?
I like how he makes me feel.
And so you're questioning whether or not you should be with me?
Yes.
Isn't that extreme?
Being with someone I don't love is extreme.
Now you don't love me?
I don't feel about you the way I felt about you.
And that's it? Because you met someone on the internet?
That's what it comes down to.
But you haven't met the guy.
Devin, you're forgetting something.
What?
We met by telephone.
Yeah, but that was different.
How was it different?
It just was.
And I was with someone else when we met.
But you didn't love him.
No. I fell in love with your voice over the telephone.
And now, this.
I like how he makes me feel.
And don't forget, he makes you laugh.
Yes, he makes me laugh.
Amy, look, I'll do anything.
Will you make me laugh?
I'm not that kind of guy.
I need that kind of guy.
But Amy.
I'm changing, Devin.
But you can't change, Amy. I love you.
I don't love you anymore.
Why? Because you met a guy on the internet?
Remember when I met you? You had a friend who said, Devin, what are you, crazy? You're talking to a voice over the telephone. He makes me laugh.
Does he?
I'm tired of your dark spells. You just want to drag me down the hole with you, and I am tired of it. There are only so many things I can do away from you while you crawl out from your dark spells.
I didn't know they bothered you so much.
I'm telling you they bother me. I've told you they bother me. How many times do I have to repeat myself?
I can't help it, Amy. I just get depressed.
Well, get undepressed.
It's not that easy.
There are a gazillion cardiologists in your family. Ask one of them for a referral.
No.
This goes back to my first question. How do we know what we know? You know you're depressed, and what do you do about it?
It passes. The dark spells always pass.
Not soon enough.
So now there's a time limit?
3 years is rather long, don't you think?
So now you're going to leave me because I'm depressed.
When was the last time you made me laugh?
Amy, don't put me on the spot like that.
It was so long ago that you can't remember.
Amy, give me a chance to make you laugh.
I don't think so, Devin. Every day, I have one less day to live and one more day to be happy, and I'm not willing to waste any more time waiting for you to figure things out. You work for a think tank, for criminy's sake. Ow!
Laugh, Amy.
Let go!
If you want to live, laugh. If I can't make you laugh, then it's not worth being with me. Isn't that what you said? Laugh, Amy. Laugh for me. The way you laugh for him.
I can't breathe.
Laugh, Amy. How do you know you're with the right person? Because I love you. That's how you know. And you're not leaving me here to be with a man you met on the internet. You will stay in my bed, Amy. I'll make you laugh. And then you won't have any reason to Google him anymore. Is that his name? Sam?
Sam.
I love you, Amy. Just because I can't make you laugh, you have to leave me? Laugh, Amy. Laugh, Amy. Laugh, Amy. Laugh, Amy. Laugh, Amy. Laugh, Amy.
Tell us what happened, Sergeant O'Reilly.
It's a sad day when love goes wrong.
It started out innocent enough. Woman Googles a man who wrote an article she had read.
What was the article?
And have the poor man bombarded by curiosity seekers and by the great hordes of unwashed Americans who cannot laugh. The point is, the age of the computer is here to stay, and with it, all the evils that are trapped in its microchip soul.
You're a little poetic there for a cop, Sergeant O'Reilly.
Well, I am what I am. Everything seems to be coming out of the closet these days. So, I'm a poet, and so I'm a cop. That makes me a better poet, and it makes me a better cop.
Well, I wish we had more cops like you. Or should I say, more poets like you.
Why, now there's a thought. I think the mistake she made was telling her boyfriend how unhappy she was, just as he was waking up from a deep sleep after a night of drinking. That was her mistake. Ah, but when you're unhappy, sometimes you're just not thinking. They both worked at a think tank. Those are supposed to be smart people, right?
Well, not always.
As I remember, her department manager told her that the tank now had a bump policy, and that meant she could not make mistakes.
Not only that, she had to be able to finesse problems before they happened, so that they didn't happen. That's a company with an elevator that does not go all the way to the top floor.
And a fine way to invest intellectual capital. Who comes up with these things?
Someone in a think tank who was thinking so much that they stopped thinking.
Oh, that's what I mean. Well, here's an irony for you. There were so many cardiologists in his family that they exceeded what was statistically predicted when you look at the mean distribution. But no psychiatrists. That's how the system failed him.
And there was some history of depression?
He was that way since he was a child. So his family naturally assumed he was that way and nothing was wrong with him. Because he had always been that way. How does a family miss something like that? And I may add that all she had to do was to keep it to herself, pack her bags, and how do you Americans say it? Get the hell out of Dodge? Why didn't she act on it sooner? And why couldn't she keep her Googling to herself?
Excellent question, Sergeant. And I don't have the answers. But suffice it to say that with the speed of access that the computer has brought into our lives, perhaps we are also speeding up our destinies. And our common sense, which we vaulted over in the name of political correctness, has finally come home to roost by showing us that we have no common sense left.
And don't forget the basic human drive that supersedes all common sense.
And what is that, Sergeant O'Reilly, Portland's poet cop?
Well, love is blind. Son of a bitch. And it always was, and it always will be. I mean, how do we know what we know? How do we know we're falling in love with the right person? How do we know, like this poor unfortunate woman, that laughter was really what she needed, and not a morose economist who worked for a think tank and couldn't think his way out of a paper bag?
And on that note, why is anything what it is? And how do we know what we know? How do you fall in love without breaking anything? This is Katie Kowalski asking you, have you laughed today? And if the answer is no, then what are you doing about it?
Bartender, give me another whiskey.
No dice. You're cut off.
Oh, come on. I've only had a few.
You've had enough. How about some coffee?
Nah, I'll take a pack of smokes. Worst kind you got.
Can't smoke here anymore, man.
Jesus, even the dives have gone frou-frou. I'll have a goddamn Fresca and a glass so I can chase you with my own piss.
Coming right up.
Salutations, sir.
Huh?
May I occupy the uninhabited stool located in the lee of your right hand?
Why the hell not?
Many gracious thanks, kind fellow, many thanks. I would be remiss if I did not pose a query regarding your identity.
Name's Charles.
Charles? Oh, It is surely my great honor and privilege to meet a man with a name fairly bursting with such grandeur. To think of all the great Charles that have strode this magnificent earth. You walk in the footsteps of giants, my friend. Giants, superhumans, nay, gods. Gods, I say. Indeed, you are heir, by name, if not blood, to the glorious legacy of Charlemagne. Charlemagne, the king of all kings. This is marvelous, marvelous. You must surely be proud. If I possessed your superlative moniker, I would cry to the heavens, Charles, I am! Charles, I am he!
Please, call me Chuck. What's your name, tough guy?
Oh, you flatter me with your generous desire to know myself. And though we have been but briefly acquainted, I shall make bold and introduce myself familiarly. I am James, known formerly as James, Earl of Jamestown. 'Tis a serviceable if redundant name, though surely unable to soar to the wuthering heights of a Charles. You see, my father was a decent, most decent gentleman, but insensitive in matters of the heart. Chose to name his one son, his only offspring, the lone lineage of his loins, not after his father, nor grandfather, nor anyone in his family, or his wife's family, nor indeed after the beloved province of my origin, but, oh, Charles, fasten thyself to thine seat. My name was derived directly from the King James Bible. A book. I was named after a book, Charles. To be certain, a good book, Hail Mary, Mother of Grace, but nonetheless, where is the humanity? The humanity! Nay, 'twas no Charles for I, but merely James. James, yea, the name of tomes and earls, though not Charles, the name of a sovereign.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Jimmy. Touching story, man, but I wouldn't get so romantical about being not named after some personage or other. In my case, for instance, Charles was my old man's name. Hail Mary and God rest his horrible soul. My pop was a loser, a drunk, pretty much an all-around jackass. And let's face it, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Dear, dear, the rifts that are rent betwixt father and fawn. Oh, Charles, you read so well what fate hath writ on my naked soul. Though we may not be blood, we are brethren. Well met.
You betcha. Let me buy you a drink. Bartender, two whiskeys straight up.
You're cut off.
Bollocks. Your turn, your lordship. Maybe you can wring some booze out of him.
Charles, I must say I am most appalled by the disrespect on such wanton display toward thine impeccable personage. Were I not but a stranger in this municipality, I would summarily smite that unrepentant reprobate.
Now, don't get your tights in a bunch, Jimbo. He was just doing his job, you know. It ain't personal. Just dial us up some hooch, would you?
Very well. Garçon, un champagne, s'il vous plaît.
Whoa. What you going to order the bubbly for? Get a 7 and 7 if you want some fizz.
Charles, if I may be so bold, whiskey is not a fluid worthy of a man like you to pass as waste. Beg pardon, that was vulgar.
Sounded like a dream come true to me.
You order something?
Indubitably.
I need to see your ID.
Come on, this man is clearly over 21. Would any recent graduate of adolescence be caught dead in this getup?
It's the law. Let me see the card, Mr. Renfair.
I carry no card, sir. For a pitiful piece of parchment can scarce summarize the contents of one soul.
Buddy, this guy clearly ain't from liquor control, and I sure as hell ain't. Cut us a break, would you?
2 glasses, no more.
Damn, told you we should have gone for the whiskey.
'Tis nothing that chafes my heart morely than a surly servant, Charles. If that rancid wretch dares cross me again, he shall know more than the wrath of my tongue. He shall know the wrath of my sword.
Easy. Some bitch, you're packing iron, aren't you? Let me tell you something. Holy Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
What troubles thee such to utter such blasphemies, James? Oh, Heavenly Father.
Sure is a pretty picture, huh?
Mine eyes have ne'er seen a beauty so wondrous as I do today.
I'm with you on that.
Gaze you upon her eyes.
Her cheeks.
Her hair.
Her mouth.
Her hands.
Her tits.
Her dress.
Her ass.
Hark ye, the angel approaches. Mine heart beats at a velocity heretofore unknown.
I've got the hugest heart on ever known.
Good evening, gentlemen. Nice outfit.
Dear lady, I bid you a most sincere salutation from the depth of my heart.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Is this seat taken?
Are you taken?
Can I get you Mooks a towel to clean up your drool with? What the hell are you doing here, baby?
Last I checked, I wasn't your baby no more, baby.
You're still my baby when you come strolling in here uninvited.
It's a free country.
Out there, maybe. But in here, you're in my castle, and I'm the king. Get out of here before I throw you out.
You are unfit to rule the rats that rummage through your rubbish, you wretched rapscallion. I know not what imaginary injury hath been wrought on thy surly soul, but you shall no more accost this fair flower with your impudent insinuations.
Allow me to translate. Blow it out your ass, pal.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? In this establishment, there's three kinds of people we don't serve. Drunks, fairies, and whores. Get out!
Screw you!
Lick my balls.
Thine treacherous tongue hath launched the last lash I shall endure. On guard!
You gotta be kidding me. Hey, boys! Show Sir Galahad the door!
You sure know how to work a room, Jimmy.
Adversaries, surely you would agree this combat is most unequal. But I shall not shrink from it. Though to make this affair more sporting, I shall do battle with my bare hands. Ha! Take my sword, Charles.
And do what with it?
Just hold it and shut up.
Fisticuffs I relish not, but a peaceful thing this life is not. Ha! There's for thee, thou base Phrygian Turk. Ha! Take that, thou cranberry cheese. Ha! There's for thee, and there, and there, and there.
Hey, I'll take your sword up.
What?
Oh, son of a...
Ah, see how the vermin flail and flee. Come, my love, we must away. Charles, follow, good fellow.
Hurry.
Hey, wait for me.
Freeze, chump. Drop your weapon. Put your hands in... Oh, no. Not you again.
Hey, boys. Long time no see.
Yeah, what the hell happened here?
It wasn't my fault. There was this guy I never seen. Ah, shit, you'll never believe me. God damn it.
Bender like this is liable to land you in the big house.
If you're gonna go, you might as well go in style.
You have the right to remain silent.
Ah, don't bother. I got it memorized.
Come on, let's go.
You may shackle my body, but you shall never imprison my soul. For Charles I am. Yea, Charles I am he.
This has been the Sudden Radio Project for April 30th, 2007. Thank you very much for listening. Contributors to tonight's program have been Connor Kearns, Phil Stockton, Drew Berrios, James Lawrence, A. May Kelly, Barbara Genovese, Orion Gray Lumiere, Randall Howington, Todd Greblo, Sharon Mann.
Oh my God, I'm going to need a drink after this.
And Alexander Lumiere.
Yes, Sudden Radio is just populated with six fucks.
The Sudden Radio Project will return on May 28th, Memorial Day. Until then, you can enjoy great radio theater every Monday from 11 to midnight here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. your community radio station.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Olé, olé, it's showtime.
In the Tiki 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 room, in the Tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the Tiki 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 room, in the Tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the Tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Getting me in the mood here. I don't know what for, but I'm in the mood for something, and it's something good. Maybe it's that wacky cha-cha. Could be the slim down, the chim down, gym down, and the cracky or the cranky cha-cha. Oh, come on now. Some are accusing it of being the Spacey Cha-Cha Club, but I'm not going to go for that one. The 17 years of tiki-ing and cha-cha-ing led us to this. So let's just call it the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Where everything old is new again, and you might even grow nostalgic for places you've never even been to before. moving right along this morning. You heard Billy Muir with Chinatown, My Chinatown, and behind us on the turntables, that's Eddie Condon's The Japanese Sandband.